You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Pleased to welcome back a returning friend, Sandy Lynn from the Callaway County Public Library. Sandy, how are you this morning?
I am well. You know, I always spend Tuesday catching up. You've been a visitor at our place quite a bit this summer with your kids and summer reading, so you know what Mondays are like.
Oh, Mondays are crazy in the best way possible.
We are averaging about 140 at each of those sessions, and so it is so awesome to see them come in and enjoy a program and then go into the library and check out bukoodles, as I say, bukoodles of books. They are clearing out the shelves and just reading. It's awesome.
And my advice is to get there 15 minutes early for all the Monday events.
Yes, and then that way you get a good seat, and then, or if you need to check out books ahead of time or afterwards. Some of my folks come back during another session while the session's going on. They have their kids checking out books, so they have it all planned out. Yes, I like that. It's crazy in the best way possible.
So what's going on this afternoon at the library?
Well, actually, we are collaborating with Jill Sievers from Creative Canvas to offer a teen-tween Creative Canvas event, and we pre-registered for that. So we have 20 teenagers or tweens who are going to meet down at Creative Canvas, and we're going to do, I believe I chose an awesome owl picture. But whatever it is, it's going to be fun because Jill cranks up the music and she walks us through it. So it's going to be really fun. So we're going to do that this afternoon. And then tomorrow we have story time for the toddlers and the one-year-olds. And then we have movie afternoon.
What's the movie?
Frozen.
Oh.
Isn't it perfect? Because it's like 90 degrees and you can come in and enjoy that and popcorn and soda for free. And we're just all the time doing something pretty amazing. You know, last week we offered Alice in Wonderland, a children's theater production, and that was Hampstead Stage that came all the way from New Hampshire. And they're going to come back next year and do workshops where we're already collaborating with Playhouse in the Park about what we're going to do next summer to offer that. But, you know, before I come back next time, I want to tell you that in July, we're all about art.
Ooh.
Art for all ages. That would be from the preschooler all the way up to adults.
So what art events are happening?
Okay, so we have preschool art workshops, which are going to be acrylic paint. And Diane Daubert, one of our staff members who is an artist, is going to be teaching those. Early elementary art workshop, they're going to do acrylics. And she's teaching that. And then Chris Fitzer is going to teach a young adult art workshop, which is for kids who have just completed 6th, 7th, or 8th grade. And then an older elementary. And they're going to do watercolor. And both of these ladies are absolutely outstanding in how they teach the kids, and their products are awesome. And then Diane's going to do a couple of adult workshops where they're going to make a scarf hanger, a decorative wall hanger. So it's going to be so much fun.
Can people with any skill level or lack
thereof
come?
Absolutely. And it's all free.
Wow.
Free. You just have to call and register because we have to limit the numbers in those workshops. And then have you always wanted to know about medieval life?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I bet, because, you know, you probably watched the Vikings or some such thing. And we have a couple of programs coming up that's going to be done by the Medieval Life Society or Living Society. And they're really awesome. They show, we're going to do a young adult one, and then we're going to do adults. And they show us how people lived during that time and the clothing they wore. And they bring food, and we can try the food. And we make, let's see, in one of them they make glue, and one of them they talk about they made ink. Now, see, I never knew that.
Wow.
Somebody had to come up with a concept of making glue and ink. And so it's really, really awesome. I didn't try the peas porridge.
Any personal reason for that?
I did not try it, but the kids loved it. So we tried this with Monday Club, and it was such a success that we wanted to offer special programming during the summer.
And then next week, don't you have basically a rock star among the preschool set coming to the library?
Absolutely. Jim Gill is coming to the Callaway County Public Library, and we're getting to do this because of a donation from Dr. David and Mrs. Jennifer Bryson, as well as a couple of book sales that we did, the proceeds from that. And it's going to be really awesome. Anybody from age 3 probably up to 10 would really enjoy this. Of course, you need to bring a parent, and the parents will enjoy it because he always incorporates parent activity. You should come.
Oh, I may well.
Yes. We have two different concerts. There's 1:30 to 2:30, and then there's 6 to 7 in the evening. And guess how much it costs, Tracy?
I'm going to say nothing.
That's right. $0. 0 cents. I love it. I love it. But we have so many things going on in addition to the book clubs and things that we run every month. These are the things that we have in addition to it. And so they're will continue to be movie afternoons all the way through July 23rd on Wednesday afternoons. And you can go to our website and check out the titles. And then we have some young adult movie afternoons that are coming up too.
You know, for a lot of organizations, the summer tends to be the lull time, but it seems like it's even busier at the library.
It's definitely busier for us during the summer. Actually, our director has a rule. No one takes vacation during summer reading. No one can even ask for it because the answer is going to be no. You have to either take it before or after because there's just no way that if we don't have our staff to take care of everybody, that we can provide all of these things. And it's a busy time.
Lots of energetic and enthusiastic children. Yes. Every time I go to the library.
Yes.